with Melvin. Israel pummeled Gaza City with airstrikes early Monday as violence in the region entered its second week. The Israeli military said its targets included tunnels used by Hamas, that's the militant group that rules Gaza. Israel said it also targeted homes belonging to several Hamas commanders. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called on Hamas and other militant groups in Gaza to end rocket attacks against Israel immediately. He also said Monday that Israel has a right to defend itself, but it must avoid civilian casualties. Monday's violence followed comments Sunday by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that he was not planning any immediate end to deadly airstrikes on Gaza. He spoke the same day that Israeli jet fighters flattened three buildings and killed at least 42 people. It was the deadliest single attack in the latest round of violence between Israel and Hamas. The United States has blocked a proposed UN Security Council statement calling for an end to what it calls the crisis related to Gaza and the protection of civilians, especially children. Council diplomats said there was a midday deadline Monday for countries to comment on the statement. Washington objected to it. The proposed statement obtained by AP didn't name Israel or Gaza's Hamas rulers. Instead, the statement expressed grave concern at the Gaza crisis and the loss of civilian lives and casualties. The U.S. says it's, quote, engaging in intense diplomatic efforts at the highest levels to try to bring an end to this conflict. You can keep up on the many developments in this crisis and everything we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Food Program says it's increasing assistance to more than 51,000 people in North Gaza. The WFP says it needs $14 million to provide this assistance for 3 months. It also said it needs an additional $31.8 million to continue providing regular food assistance to more than 435,000 people in Gaza and the West Bank for the next 6 months. The UN agency made its plea on Monday as the violence in that area entered its second week. The United States has sanctioned more members and associates of the Myanmar military junta for their alleged role in violence against protesters demonstrating against the country's February 1st military coup. The State Department says those sanctions include members of the State Administrative Council, cabinet members, and adult children of some military officials. The new sanctions were coordinated with Britain and with Canada. Those sanctioned will be blocked from all property and interests in property, quote, that are owned directly or indirectly, 50% or more by them, individually or with other blocked persons that are in the United States or in the possession or control of U.S. persons. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has encouraged other nations to take similar measures against the Myanmar junta, and separately, the U.N. General Assembly will convene on Tuesday to act on a draft resolution condemning the killing of protesters by Myanmar's military. The UN says at least 797 civilians, including dozens of children, have been killed by security forces since the military seized control of the Myanmar government on February 1st. Thousands more people have been injured. The World Health Organization warned Monday that the COVID-19 pandemic is not over despite declining global infection rates. At the agency's Monday briefing at its headquarters in Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the infections and deaths have declined globally for the second straight week. But he warned that new variants of the virus, fragile healthcare system, easing of pandemic restrictions, and vaccine supply shortages are still issues of concern, especially in lower-income nations. Tedros said the situation in those nations has compromised the global COVID-19 vaccine supply, and he warned that the WHO-administered vaccine cooperative, known as COVAX, is running out of vaccine. That's a problem first pointed out by the United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, earlier on Monday. The WHO chief said COVAX is looking at a shortfall of 190 million doses of vaccine by the end of June. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.